This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Plan. P-L-A-N. Plan. Text the word plan to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you have a chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. This hour's code word is plan. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Plan is this hour's code word. What's the matter with you?
For you, Hooman.
It's for Sarah.
The warrior's new enemy, Drake. Mm. So funny how he gets under the skin of people.
I know. He gets under my skin, that's for sure.
Milwaukee are just out of their heads over it. That guy. Make him sit down. Or just win. How about that? Just play better and beat the Raptors and send that guy home.
Too late, man. It's over.
Sheesh.
So, you know how everyone's got the Hulu and the Netflix and now the Disney Plus and the everyone's getting all their subscription services?
I quit Hulu. I'm out.
Oh, really? Oh.
I can't have too many of these
I can't quit.
Things.
I got to watch The Handmaid's Tale, and it starts up again pretty soon. And I'll tell you something. I find a lot of movies for free on, you know, when you ask your ask your TV how to find something, and it's just like, there it is. You can watch it free here. I'm like, all right. Take me there. Take me on over. I'll do it.
All right.
So there's a new one coming up. It's called Quibi.
Quibi.
How do you even spell that? I'm going to have to write that down.
Q-U-I-B-I.
Q-U-I.
Wait, what?
Q-U-I-B-I.
Quibi? I-B-I.
Quibi.
Quibi.
I like Quibi. Sounds so close to Queefy.
I know, it's gross.
I like it.
Why?
Why not?
What does that even stand for?
It doesn't matter what it stands
gross.
For. That's the name
like
of it. It's Quibi.
What's gross?
I don't know. Anything queef involved is gross.
It's not actually queef involved. It's Quibi. But
you
it's
know the Chrissy Teigen court show thing?
Yeah.
It's going to debut on that.
Yeah. That's where that's the story.
Oh, that's the story. Yeah. Thanks, Brandon.
So,
next story.
Brad nitch you.
No, you didn't Brad nitch me. I thought you were just trying to help me. So Jeffrey Katzenberg is
he's famous.
Yeah, well, he's part of the whole is it SKG?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, Spielberg.
Yeah, Katzenberg and Geffen. Mm. And they did they're like the DreamWorks guys, right?
Yeah.
So Quibi is the name of his new service. And one of the shows, so it's not, I don't think it's available yet. It looks like, let's see, it'll launch in 2020. It'll debut with a two-tier pricing model, an $8 a month option that doesn't include advertising, and a $5 a month tier that has limited ads. They got $1 billion in upfront money to produce a bunch of shows and to hopefully roll this thing out and make it work. One of the shows that they're going to be doing is called Chrissy's Court.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Is that what it is?
She will be the judge and jury on an upcoming reality show.
Oh, God.
In each episode, she'll be the judge over one small claims case. She's not a judge. She's not a lawyer.
Well, each
person.
Of these people, I imagine, the same way it works on TV, they sign away that they say, yes, I'm willing to be on TV and let her decide.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'll bind her
Here's
judgment.
Your
will be
$5,000, and that's what you get paid.
Right.
And
you
that's
can pay
it.
Your settlement out of that.
Yep.
So she will act as the judge over one small claims case. She'll be accompanied by her mother, who will be the bailiff. Her mother's name is Vilaluk.
How do you spell that?
V-I-L-A-I-L-U-C-K. Vilaluk.
What is Chrissy? Is she Filipino?
I do not know. But they call her mom Pepper Thai. Oh. I guess that's her with the T-H-A-I.
Okay.
Pepper Thai. She'll be responsible for keeping order in the courtroom.
Hmm.
Pepper Thai will be the bailiff.
Well, she kept order over Chrissy then.
Yeah, Chrissy definitely is a willful young woman. According to the press release, the cases presented to Teigen will be legitimate and her decisions are going to be final and binding. She says, when Celino and Barnes broke up, I was devastated. That's the New York City personal injury law firm that closed in 2017. She said, I knew I had to take matters into my own hands. Here's one jury duty you won't want to miss.
Vinny, I've seen Tegan was born in Delta, Utah. Her mother is Thai.
Okay,
her father is of Norwegian descent.
Oh.
And we've discussed this before. Her surname is pronounced Tegan.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
She
right?
said that. She goes, well, yeah. I'm going Tegan. I'm going
but
with
she's
Tegan.
All, whatever.
But, yeah.
So, yeah.
So she's called, her mom is called Pepper Thai, but what did you say her name was? Vili?
Vilalik.
Vilalik.
Vilalik. Hmm. So this series, Chrissy's Court, mm-hmm. is going to join the lineup of Queeby Originals, mm-hmm. produced and directed by, they've got Sam Raimi doing, he's the Spider-Man guy, Guillermo del Toro, the guy who did Magnificent Seven.
Jesus, everybody's going reality.
I know. Well, they're going to have, they'll
reality,
have their,
but...
they'll have their own shows. That's just, hers is just one in the lineup, but these other people
it.
Are producing. I have no idea if they're going to be reality shows or not. So they got $1 billion of funding in August last year from 21st Century Fox, Disney, NBC Universal, Viacom, and Warner Media, among others. And they're putting this together and producing originals for it right now, and it's going to debut in 2020. So there you go. Something else to spend $8
no,
a month
thank
on.
You. No subscription service other than what I have will I do.
I'm probably going to get it.
I just can't.
You are?
Probably. You know, I'm going to have to watch Chrissy's Court, you guys. I mean
there's duh. Only so much you could write off.
Really? I just write it all off.
Well, you're at
you got a different deal working.
LLC.
Everybody else has had
on.
Their write-offs taken away
know,
from them.
I know,
Vinny. So.
That's why I'm like, oh, I can't write that off. I can't write that off. Okay, I guess I'm not doing anything anymore. Okay.
By the way, if you have a Spotify premium account, mm-hmm. then you get Hulu for free, but with the ads. So you can watch Hulu for free if you have Spotify. A lot of people
oh, there
do.
You go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, already subscribed to that. If you subscribe mm-hmm. to one thing, they're going to start bundling this stuff. They have to. It's just become the new way. Like, people are much less likely to pay for any premium, you know, like a cable or a satellite if they can just get everything they want. Like, I basically only watch Netflix now, or in Hulu, it seems like.
Well, it'll all shake out. We're probably not smart enough to know how this will
you're
look
right,
in
Ben.
10 years, yeah. but it's the same thing that we've gone through a million times. Mm-hmm. As stuff sort of piles up, it shakes out
mm-hmm.
and finds a new
right.
way to get to us.
Yeah.
And then we go, oh.
Well, that's how we do it.
That's handy.
Yeah.
Hey, $15, fine. For five services, I can
sure.
do that. But eight,
oh, you would do that?
Eight per service?
Well, listen, an eight is
nah,
cheap.
I mean, I don't
my
think
Netflix
so.
Is up to like 13 or 14
outrageous.
Bucks now.
Outrageous.
Well, and every time we turn around, you find another company has unfortunately mishandled your data, and it seems all of your information
right.
is out there. Sorry about
yeah.
that.
No. Oops.
It's
well,
like you don't
want
to give it to anybody yeah. else. I'm not doing that anymore.
That's aggravating.
Right.
To say the least.
Right.
We recently had to get our credit run for a thing we're renting,
mm-hmm.
and which is another whole long story. But so everything's frozen. I froze all my credit years ago, mm-hmm. and so then you got to jump through all the hoops where you go through and unfreeze the thing, and it's just if only
sucks.
You could just click unfreeze for a second
yeah.
and figure it out.
Well,
but
then everyone
man,
could.
I know it's such a pain in the ass. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. An hour later, I'm still doing it.
But the boy's not going down there now, right?
He's down there right now. He's got to go for his initial training. And
then he gets to come home.
And then I think he's coming home.
Okay.
But and so hopefully they're going to re-rent this place. It's such a long, arduous tale. Which ends up with him being home for the summer, which is great. So I love Jean-Luc Picard. I'm a huge Star Trek fan anyway. But Star Trek Next Generation, that was my show. I just loved it. I was in love. I have had multiple dreams about Jean-Luc Picard. Weirdly, I wound up working with Jean-Luc Picard. His name's Vinny.
I'm told I look like him.
You do.
Exactly. That's why your costume look exactly like
on my Instagram, I took a bunch of pictures of Vinny in his Jean-Luc Picard.
Coming out of the bathroom for crying out loud.
Whatever. The front page, you're standing in the hallway. Don't worry. You're not in the bathroom. I think I have over 10,000 likes on that. It's incredible.
Sure.
Like, it's my most popular picture because you look so amazingly like him. Although I got to say,
I've gotten chubby, I know.
No.
I'm working on it right now.
I was
now.
Saying he has aged, but they're bringing him back. It looks like there is a new Star Trek Picard series that's coming to CBS. I don't know if this is going to be on their pay service. Oh,
it is.
It will be. It's on All Access. Don't worry. I already subscribed to it. So Hooman will get to watch that.
Yeah.
And nothing other than a vague coming soon. But they have offered a sneak peek at this. And basically, he retired from Starfleet because he was an older dude. And they show him walking around at his vineyard, Picard. It's, let's see, Chateau Picard wine. He puts down the big crate of it. And he's, you know, touching the little grapevines and walking through his vineyard. And so he's just, he's retired. He's happy. He's washing his hands at the outdoor pump. It's just beautiful. He's all set. So he's done with all the Starfleet stuff. And then the last scene is him and some voice says, Admiral Picard, why did you decide to leave Starfleet? And then he looks up at the camera. Oh. And then apparently he's going to be doing a whole new show.
Oh, Star Trek Picard.
Yeah.
Very, very.
15 years after The Next Generation.
Is he doing X-Men anymore or is that
he
over?
He is, but he's, you know, they've made everybody young. So he's kind of the old crew. So when they go forward in time, Picard comes. When it's young, Professor X is James McAvoy.
I started to watch those, and there's an alternate order because they're all screwy. The original, there's a one from the 60s, which wasn't the first one. So you watch X-Men, the first one, and that's, I guess, modern.
Yeah.
And then if you watch, like, the fifth one, it's from the 60s,
and
it goes back.
The X-Men lost me
so
hard.
It's so screwed up. They really blew it.
Like, I just don't know. There have been points where I've watched an X-Men movie, and I'm like, I don't know at all what's happening.
They dropped the ball. They blew it.
Yeah. I give up on X-Men. Forget them. Anyway, looks like Jean-Luc Picard is coming back. I'll be watching that. Let's see here. Speaking of sort of people who've played a character for a long time, Harrison Ford is saying there's never going to be another Indiana Jones. Not that, other than him.
Oh.
So
I thought they were working on
one
right now.
Indiana Jones 5 is in the works. He is 76 years old. Mm-hmm. They're saying, though, could there be an Indy 6? And who would take over for him when he... You know, when the time comes, I don't want to say when he dies.
Did he ever marry or have a son in the movies?
I want to say, isn't that what Shia LaBeouf was supposed to be? Indy's son?
Oh.
Come in? I don't know.
Yeah, he is supposed to be Indy's son, yeah. And he's shown in the when they were looking for the Crystal Skulls.
Yeah, is Indy... Oh, so Indy was in that.
He is. And he survives till the end. But Shia LaBeouf has fallen so far off the bandwagon, too, that I don't think they want to work with him. Mm.
So. No, they don't want to. Nobody wants to. So, do you have the clip from... so, this is him on the Today Show this past Friday. I think he was referring to Chris Pratt. Because he's been mentioned as a possible person to take over the Indiana Jones. But, you know, all the Chris's, just be advised, there is no new Indiana Jones.
Although, I think he's right, except that we just saw the genie get a new...
There's a new Batman. There's a new Spider-Man. There's a new. There'll be a new Iron Man.
They reincarnate everything in Hollywood.
Don't you?
No original ideas, honey.
Sorry, Harrison.
You know what though, Harrison? I don't know if he's had surgery, but that dude for 76 looks unbelievable.
Yep.
Really?
I think so.
He looks good. I mean, he's getting the loose skin.
Yeah, but
and stuff,
whatever. But, right. For 76, he's still he can carry a movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So.
Must be his young wife.
Is she all that young anymore? She's like our age. Calista Flockhart?
Young. Exactly.
Oh, right. I forgot. We're young.
Young, dum-dum.
Sorry. Sorry about it.
How old is she, girl? She's 54, so she's still young.
Man, way to sell her out. Sheesh.
30 years younger than his bow tie.
The Moby thing is back, just really quickly. He's like sort of apologizing now to Natalie Portman for her not getting that they were dating. I guess. he's got this upcoming book called Then It Fell Apart.
Oh, it's not out.
No. I guess they just are releasing dribs and drabs to get people interested.
Okay.
And certainly this has gotten some traction. Because she went, no, we weren't dating. In his upcoming memoir, Then It Fell Apart, he wrote that he dated Portman when she was 20 and he was 33. She's disputed that, saying, I was surprised to hear that he characterized the very short time that I knew him as dating, because my recollection is a much older man being creepy with me when I had just graduated high school. So he wrote this on Instagram. As some time has passed, I've realized that many of the criticisms leveled at me regarding my inclusion of Natalie in Then It Fell Apart are very valid. I also fully recognize that it was truly inconsiderate of me to not let her know about her inclusion in the book beforehand, and equally inconsiderate for me to not fully respect her reaction. A lot of admiration for Natalie for her intelligence, creativity, and animal rights activism. And I hate that I might have caused her and her family distress. I tried to treat everyone I included in Then It Fell Apart with dignity and respect. But nonetheless, it was truly inconsiderate for me to not let them know before the book was released. So for that, I apologize to Natalie, as well as the other people I wrote about in Then It Fell Apart, without telling them beforehand. Also, I accept that given the dynamic of our almost 14-year age difference, I absolutely should have acted more responsibly and respectfully when Natalie and I first met almost 20 years ago. He said in this passage in the book, so he's not really, he's just like, I guess I should have told her first. She says that at Harvard, they would hang out, and they could be found there kissing under the centuries-old oak trees. She said, I was a fan. I went to one of his shows when I just graduated. We met after the show, and he said, let's be friends. He was on tour, and I was working, shooting a film, so we only hung out a handful of times before I realized that he was an older dude who was creepy. So I'm not sure what
Funny
he's saying
there. Funny how people
there.
See things different, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Also, she says she was 18, not 20.
Are any of us surprised by the? I mean, look, he's looking through his lens. She's looking through hers.
He said they just kissed a few times and slept in the same bed together once. And he does not retract that characterization of their relationship. She said, I'm seeing someone else. There's not going to be any more cuddling all night.
Yeah.
They did it, right?
No.
They didn't?
No.
You sure they didn't?
Yes. I don't think they did.
They didn't do it. He wanted it.
Well, yeah.
Well.
She's Natalie Portman. Have you seen her? Mm-hmm. Hot.
That college thing, though, I don't know if you went through this. There's times where you're just sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean with people like bleeping. I mean sleeping. Like you've partied and you sleep in anybody's dorm, wherever, right?
Yeah, yep. You lay down where you're standing.
Oh, exactly.
And this looks comfortable.
Anybody's bed, floor, couch.
Right.
I will lay
you wake
there.
Up the next morning, you look around, you're like, nah, I really don't know where I am. Maybe if I walk outside, I can get my bearings.
My friend Jay Shirley, his dorm mate,
mm-hmm.
Is that what?
Roommate, yeah,
whatever.
Roommate, sure.
He used to go home every weekend. He was that guy. And man, I practically lived in that dude's bed.
That's a drag for him.
Yeah, I guess it would
Dude,
be.
Dude, get out. You don't pay for this.
Oh, sorry. You keep leaving, and I keep finding myself here.
Oopsie. Yeah. I didn't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever watch the Marie Kondo show?
Never.
No, my chick does, though.
I love it. So she's got this whole KonMari. She's the tidying up lady.
Yeah.
The, you know, things that spark joy.
Throw everything away.
Basically, that's it. Throw everything away. But and I do like, you know, I watch her show and I've thought to myself, boy, I should do that, but I never do. But you start with the big pile. You take all your clothes everywhere in the whole house and you just make a pile. Like you have to see how many clothes you have. It's not just the stuff that's hanging in your closet. It's everything out of your dresser. You pile it all up. And then one piece at a time you go through, and if it doesn't spark joy, it goes into the donation pile or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then she does more than that, because then she takes your kitchen apart and she just, you know, declutters your house. And I love her little show. I think it's a Netflix show.
No. It is.
Okay. So, and she is absolutely adorable. She's this tiny, perfect little person who just radiates happiness and joy. And she's just going to fix these people. And I can't think of the translator's name, but she travels. I think she just speaks Japanese, very little English. So the ladies.
Wait, Marie does?
Marie, I think she just speaks Japanese.
Okay.
So anyway, she's doing a children's book now to teach kids to tidy up. I thought, oh, this will probably, I'm sure kids will totally clean their room after this. It's called Kiki and Jax.
Kiki.
The life-changing magic of friendship. And so basically, you know, they're friends and everything, but then, like, Kiki stuff starts getting in the way. So then they got to go through, you know, thing by thing. I'm not kidding. And pick out the things that spark joy. And, you know, the Jax, I guess, is one of the things. So she's got to figure out a way to fit him in a room with all the other stuff she's got.
I'm sure it's fine. How many kids' books have you read where you get to the end and go, that's a book?
Yeah.
What did I just read? This is ridiculous.
Yeah. And the kid's like, read it again.
Right. The chick box. The cat, like, you just go through five animals and the book's over and you go, what a waste of paper. Mm. I could have said all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have had the, you know, the beautiful hard pieces of paper
right.
visual.
Now, there are good ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
there's
there are
amazing
plenty
ones.
Of junky ones. So, you know, whether or not
it
this
seems
does
like the
well.
Kids always love the junky ones, well. Too, you know. So anyway, I don't know if it'll work out for kids to, you know, suddenly they're like, bye, I better clean my room or my friends are all going to leave, you know. I'm not sure how hardcore it is.
Franti's got a book with a really
it
good
has a
message.
Great message.
So
Where
they're
the
out
world
there.
Is away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, Franti's nothing but love and light. Let's face it.
He brought sunshine to
he
the
did.
Rain, right?
That's so
It was
funny.
Raining
Sunday?
Until he hit the
was
stage.
Was there a GD rainbow at that point, too?
I mean, must have been. At least five of them.
Tell me there was a rainbow.
There was a rainbow.
Woo! Of sunshine going down. I don't know if I have time for this.
You do.
I don't think I do, actually, but I will give you a tease for 8 o'clock. O.J. Simpson is in the news because there's a guy who wrote, it looks like a documentary, called Who Killed Nicole, and he tells this story about O.J. Simpson and about how he banged Kris Jenner, which mm-hmm. she vehemently denies. Mm. But he's saying he has the story from O.J., and he recounts the story, and it's she was injured. By his.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
By his knife?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, by his member
the
knife.
The other knife.
Yeah, his big
The natural knife.
The sword.
Oh, is he known to be huge?
He'd like you to know that. In fact, I'll give you a little anecdote from it real quick. Hang on. There's a funny thing. The last girl told me that. Oh, I don't know if I can say this.
Be careful. If you can't, don't.
Can I give a measurement?
Of the
sure.
knife.
Yeah, the knife.
It's
the
knife.
Sword. That
the last girl told
of.
Me if I didn't have a 10-inch knife, she wasn't interested. I said, I like you and I'm a little turned on, but I'm not cutting 2 inches off my knife for anybody.
Oh, snap.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll give you the full story in the 8 o'clock hour, maybe. We'll check with standards and practices. What's coming up, Vinny?
We'll check in with Mount Everest after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7:38. It's already Tuesday. I don't know how that happened. That's good news, I guess. Tomorrow, actually, we're going to peak for the week because Hooman is here on Tuesday and Wednesday. And so tomorrow we're celebrating Marcus Osborne's 50th birthday.
Yay.
With him coming in to review. What are you guys reviewing again? Godzilla?
King of Monsters. And then I'm going to also mention Rocket Man. He didn't get a chance to see Rocket Man, but I'll talk about it.
All right. So that's tomorrow, 9:15
Did you see the ad for Godzilla yet?
I've seen some of the trailers. I'm in.
Zero. Nothing. What's her name?
What is that
Billy
mean?
Bobby Brown.
Oh, 11.
Wait, what?
11!
Millie Bobby Brown, right.
0%?
Zero, nothing. It's got
what?
Nothing.
No, I she's in it. So
I
saw the ad Sunday.
Yeah.
It actually looks epic.
Listen, I'm into monster movies,
well,
hardcore.
Well, I feel like it's flying, so I'm all, is it?
You know.
Is it a radiated
could Godzilla
iguana?
No.
What is happening with Godzilla?
He could jump. Can't fly.
I think
yeah,
he could jump.
He could jump. But the thing is, I think there's other monsters in it. Like, I'm pretty sure I saw
there's.
Monster X in there.
Okay,
and so there's other monsters.
Monster.
Right. And Monster X is like a three-headed, looks like a dragon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I saw.
And maybe Mothra's in it. I don't
From
know.
The ad I saw, and I don't remember any backstories of the old Godzilla movies, so maybe this has always been the way, but there's a story about how these monsters have been asleep and...
Yeah.
They so just
radiation
wake up
wakes it up or something weird. Going
so
on.
Global warming or
yeah,
something.
Exactly.
Climate change.
I think, anyway.
I don't know.
I don't think any
of that's
right.
We better just be careful because we don't want to wake the monsters, you guys. I mean, anyway, so that's happening tomorrow on Alice.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. I like that.
Yeah.
FremontBank.com. Warriors are going to play the Raptors this Thursday night, so, and it's in Toronto, the first game of the NBA Finals. I actually watched a little bit of your Bruins play hockey last night.
How was that going?
They won.
That's good.
The first game. So congratulations. And since St. Louis beat us, it's a safe safe vote for the Boston Bruins.
Root for the Bruins.
Screw the Blues.
Screw the Blues. I like that. Screw the Blues.
Bastards. Jesus. Hmm. Do you have any? I don't have any. I should say it this way. I don't have any sort of burning desires or things that are sort of undone in my life.
Oh.
I think maybe kids was the... I don't know that it was a...
It was not a burning desire.
A slow back of the back burner thing that I thought was probably not going to happen. It has. I think I'm done.
Mm.
There are people who have these bucket lists.
Yes.
Where they're on their list, for example, is I'm going to climb to the top of Mount Everest.
Yes. Some people do have that in them. You know, it's so expensive. It's like $11,000 just for the permit.
Is that right?
And then it's to get a Sherpa and to get all the supplies and everything. They say it costs most people an average of $50,000 to $60,000 to climb to the top of Mount Everest.
Wow.
It's a lot. And right now, there are so many people doing it that they're dying up there. They're getting, I don't know if it's called oxygen poisoning, but let me show you the...
Altitude poisoning.
Altitude poisoning. Let me show you the backup line. Wait to get to the summit. Have you seen it?
I have. It's unbelievable, and they're saying it's because they're issuing too many permits, and there are so many inexperienced climbers. I guess that only one or two people can go to the very top at a time, so there's literally... Then when you get up there, I guess, I don't know, you want to hang out for a minute.
It's a line... Along this ridge, it's nuts to butts,
right.
And it's looks like they're waiting to get into some kind of concert,
right.
or like a.
But to the point where they're because you need assisted. I don't believe there's any oxygen up there.
If you,
you need to carry your own oxygen, and the people are running out of it.
If you get a chance, there's a 2015 film called Everest, and it kind of shows you this impossible true story of. Some of the people that survived and most of the people that died. And it will, if you wanted to climb Mount Everest, this movie will make you not want to climb Mount Everest. It is miserable from the moment you start. So, and when you get to the top, you're up there for maybe 30 seconds and you got to hustle your ass back down before
or you'll
you die.
And many teams had to line up.
Bodies up there.
Yeah. Many teams had to line up for hours to reach the summit, risking frostbite and altitude sickness. And they're talking about this being, it's so busy up there that people are dying on the way down. And that it's two Americans have died, Utah and Colorado, I believe. And they're telling the story of others who find themselves stuck in a traffic jam on the mountain.
As they're dying, they can't get past these people.
Right. So.
It's unbelievable.
That's an interesting sort of goal that many will probably have to reroute.
Find something else.
Reroute. Rerouting. Find a new
recalculating
thing.
Right.
Because that's ruined.
Well, and if that
it
many,
looks
right.
ruined.
And if that many people are going up there, like, you know, what's the accomplishment for you? Like, oh, yeah, me and 50
Well, you know what?
People.
That's it's one of the things I trip out on about, like, this line of people you're looking at is it's similar to a marathon in that you go... Well, no one can run marathons. That's a very few that would. And then you go to a race and go, there's 500 people here. Everybody seems to be able to run marathons. Except me, of course. That's too much.
Hurry up.
The missus is into it.
She loves it.
Yeah.
How many has she run?
I couldn't even say. As in, I really don't know. But there's a lot. And she freaking wins her age bracket, too. So she's pretty...
She's good?
She's into it.
That's her burning desire.
Oh, she plans to get back to it as the kids get older, but that's on hold at the moment.
Well, kids do eat your time.
Yes, they do.
I can't believe you got away for 3 hours to see a movie this weekend. Good for you. It's amazing.
If you want your flight to... Oh, so anyway, look into Everest before you decide to go that route. It doesn't seem to be quite the accomplishment it once was.
Right.
It's a little more dangerous. And the line is...
The fact that the crowds are what's killing you is a problem.
The line is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, to get up there and then be all...
It's like a theme park ride.
We're going to wait and...
I'm holding on for my dear life.
Right.
But if you're that close to the peak, I imagine that's the thing. People go, I'm up here. I just want to be at the top for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I get down, that's the story. Yeah, I went to I climbed Everest. I tapped top. That's like, you know, if you're running 3 miles, you run the full three. You don't go 2.75 and...
Right. And be like, close enough.
Turn early.
Yeah. A lot of people do just get up to base camp and they're so affected by the altitude that they can't go
they
on
bail.
From there. Yeah.
Well, good that you know yourself rather than be another dead
person. Yeah, I think I'll just
person.
Go kill myself on the mountain.
A new study looked at 7 million flights to figure out when you're most likely to get delayed. And if you want to land on time, book flights that arrive in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Night flights are the most delayed. Overall, about 80% of domestic flights arrive on time. I'm a little bit surprised by that
Me
stat.
Too.
I think that stat's wrong.
Yeah, I think so too. That seems.
If that's the case, I'm always on the 20% that's late.
Right.
Does feel like that, doesn't it?
It does. And sometimes, you know, I think they say you take off right when as soon as the plane backs away, and then you might sit out on the tarmac for...
Well, that's my problem. So wait a minute. Sarah made me get here 2 hours early, and now the flight's pulling out, and we're stuck on the tarmac for an hour.
But we're here.
And now
we're
still
going to
be in the air for 4 hours.
And we should have just driven.
We're circling above the airport, waiting our turn to land.
Things do take forever, don't they?
You and your getting
Listen,
places early.
We get there early, and then we don't have to worry about it, Vinny. Can have a snack.
Anyway.
Do some Sudokus. We fine. You and your thread and the needle. God, you're stressing me out. It never work.
90% of flights that are scheduled to arrive between 7 and 8 a.m. get there on time.
Mm.
So that's the bet. Plan your flight for an early morning landing.
Take the overnight. Get no sleep.
And you're home free.
Yep. Huh.
Zynga, you heard of it?
Yeah, is that a game thing?
It is a game company, and it looks like they just sold that giant brick building here in San Francisco for $600 million. It's a giant building, too.
$600 million?
Yeah. You know it?
I don't.
You've never seen their building?
I don't know if I have.
Is it
a skyscraper?
No. Here's a picture of it.
Let me have a look at $600 million.
It's got the dog on the side.
Oh, here we go.
How do you not know that?
Oh, boy, that is an enormous building.
It's huge.
$600 million. Yeah,
I'm not surprised
by
that price at all.
How many square feet is that?
Oh, let me see. Let me see if I've got that for you. Like, why, you want to put in a bid on that?
No! $600 million, please, I won't be able to afford my jet anymore.
Oh my God, people wrote in about your jet.
I don't have a jet, you guys. I don't even have a piece of a jet.
No wonder Sarah can't retire with $2 million.
Right.
She's got to pay for a jet.
Jet fuel is no joke.
Unbelievable. Mm. Let's see. Zynga bought the building in 2012 for $234 million and just sold it.
Damn.
Wow.
For $600. I don't have the square footage.
Where's the address? Where is it? Down by the park?
No.
Do we pass it on the way going home, Vinny?
I feel like it's on the corner of Bryant. Can someone pull up the address?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up right now.
It's like Townsend and
Bryant, so kind of close to the park.
It's near Bryant, right?
I mean the ballpark. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
They're calling it 699 8th Street.
Oh, 8th Street.
So maybe it's a Howard crossing? I'm not really sure of any.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I've been by it or not. But, you know, now that I know it's
$600
million, I have to go drive by that thing just to be near it.
Oh,
8th and Townsend, pretty
Townsend.
Much.
Townsend. Yeah, it looks
Townsend.
Like
between 7th and 8th.
All right. Mm.
Yeah. It's probably the whole block.
I know.
600
I feel like I went down there when I was looking for fixtures for my...
Sure.
Like, there's a bunch of...
Yeah, Bed Bath places.
Right.
Yeah.
Design stores. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Who bought it? Does it say?
Let me see.
What are they going to do with it? And is there parking?
Sarah Clark? What?
What are you? Sarah, oh, you guys don't say that! Yeah. Just dropped a cool 600 mil.
I don't know. Doesn't say.
Yeah, I'm not seeing. I wonder if they're keeping it a secret.
Some tech company. Mm-hmm. Google probably bought
it. Oh, God. You're probably right.
Oh, the acquirer is an affiliate of Beacon Capital Partners, an American private real estate investment firm based in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh. Oh.
You are involved.
Stop it.
Dun,
dun, dun. If it happens in Boston, I'm involved in it.
Unbelievable.
Believe it. The secret life of Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
My 637. What is it? No, a 737 and my $600 million building. Back off.
Did you mention he bought the building in 2012 for $230 million?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, he said it.
Pretty good turnaround. Did they just totally rehab it? Like,
I know. You would think so. You would
hope so. How is it worth $400 million more? I don't understand.
Because it's San Francisco.
Freaking San Francisco.
Property.
Well, I'm surprised that we're not hearing Google bought that.
Right.
Yeah. I'm super surprised.
Square footage.
What
it's 717,000 square feet.
Well, that's a lot.
You want to do that math real quick and tell us what that is?
Just divide it real quick.
By what? What are you talking about?
Divide $600 million by 700 and something thousand dollars.
God. So, what's wrong
square
with you,
feet.
Brand? Come on. Yeah, Brand, you love to do this.
I didn't know what
stuff.
Kind of math you wanted to do.
Everybody, the kind where I know what the price per square foot is.
Let's take both feet and slam on the brakes.
Yeah!
Time to do math! Yay!
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Come
Sarah,
on, man.
I recommend Marie Kondo's book. I read it a few years ago before her show. It's great, short read. Even if you don't have time to do your whole house, she has some great metal tools that I still use to this day.
Mental tools?
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Vinny's comment about Johnny V. On his downtime, crushing cigarettes, sitting on the hood of her Mercedes. I do picture that. I wasn't trying to
do
be.
You really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they do on their downtime.
Well, they're not cleaning the place, you know.
I'm guessing, you know, your job is to be out on the lot around the cars.
Mm-hmm. Actually, so are you telling me they got a deal on this?
He does a lot of schooling. There's a lot of stuff they have to watch. A lot of training, a lot of certificates, a lot of the new cars coming up. So you have to watch that video and you have to click. You know all the stuff we used to have to do here?
You can't fast forward
through
them, yeah.
No, you can't. Oof. So he does a lot of...
Yeah. This is going to take 3 hours, and that's how long it's going to take.
Exactly.
So the price per square foot on that building,
the Zynga
building,
$836.
Is about $836, which is actually
that's a good deal.
A bargain. In
is
this,
it?
Yes. Things are selling for $1,200 a square foot.
Jesus.
Yeah, nice. Real estate in Marin it is. It's incredible what they're getting per square foot.
Where is Zynga going? Or are they
They're leasing
down?
Back the building from the people
so
they sold it to.
Some of the area for
they're like, we don't need to own
yeah.
this.
Yeah. I think they have 1,800 employees working out of that.
Just drumming up some cash.
Yeah.
There's a little cash.
Filling up the bank account.
Fill that sucker up.
The CEO needs a plane.
That's right. Sarah.
I do. It's true.
I think he has one.
Probably.
Oh.
That's my guess.
I love Robin Williams as much as an ex-person. This is a text, everyone. I love Robin Williams as much as the next person, but why are you all carrying about Aladdin? His genie was animated. There was no acting involved. Will Smith is actually there, acting.
Oh.
That's not true.
Oh.
So what they do with Robin Williams is they videotape him in the booth doing the voice, and whatever he does in the booth, they animate the genie to do.
Oh.
So there is acting.
It's fascinating.
Ooh. Well, even the voice acting, if you listen to he goes dizzy on every other thing, he's just riffing.
He's great.
Nobody could do that like he could do that.
He was one of a kind. Rest in peace, Robin.
Right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'll start with the Jeopardy champ.
Oh.
That dude is still going strong and just he's so close to the record. It's unbelievable.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.